The light car.
The other
Right
one's
after
called a
me.
truck in the basket. That
Oh.
one says kaboom. I love it. A little reindeer.
Are you reading reindeer, Michael?
On behalf of everyone, I thank you
Far, far
so much.
away in the northern lands, heaven's
Well,
name,
thanks for the memory.
little reindeer called up.
I'd really like to say
Last
just
year was
the
much
way it is
smaller
born.
than the other
Do you
reindeer,
really mean
and
that,
this
Papa?
year was
Well, that is what it says.
I wish I was
Thank
so
you
small like Lassie,
so much.
and I could play with the other reindeer.
Listen,
Bobsy.
That we've kissed.
But Lassie has another wish.
Then it's a time
Something
that
she
we
wants more than anything in the world.
Well, it was swell
I wish,
What's
I
your first
wish
meal after?
I could tell it something
Have you seen your first quarter
something
hour?
great
First
that
bit.
remembered me.
Thanks for the memory.
But it is Christmas,
Of
Joey,
all
and I'm
my
still a bit
visitors,
lonely, Lassie.
it makes me
Maybe
wonder
you can come with
if
me next
Christmas gifts
Christmas
are proper.
I can help
Well, please come back
The
every
other
year.
reindeer
And
looks
thank
bigger
you
than
on behalf
usual.
of all the young
Very excited
So
and short
long,
tempered.
darling. Bubbles.
I wonder who the other children have helped this time.
Today's gone quick, hasn't it, Kath?
I think it should be
Christmas
McCarthy.
soon.
No, it should be McCarthy's call the mail. He may hold a contest for the Marlborough reindeer. That's the best way to prove who is boy
Edward Connor
or
is currently appearing as Buttons in Cinderella
Lassie
has
is
the Birmingham
assisting
Hippodrome,
the reindeer.
and he returns in a new quiz show,
Could
Take
we
Your
have
Tick,
George
starting
Armstrong just
Monday,
talk to
February
Miss
the 24th.
Lassie?
Therefore, in commerce with trade,
Once they have gone to the
you're dealing with girders,
It's a never
dealing
ending
with acres
advantage,
of
George.
plate glass. You're in the realm of trade, and trade is not
It's
something
called
so cheap and gentle. Gentlemen
Permanent.
are patients, non-gentlemen are trades.
The first two reindeer to run
Thank
the country and back will be the winners, said the
Objectors.
Yeah.
This is an age of new creations. Steam power and electric communication are entirely revolutionizing influences. So must it be with architecture.
Alan Boyce.
The other reindeer
TV, John Strum.
Oh, well, perhaps I'll be better at the next serenity, Lassie.
Mira.
And she washed
This
out
revolution
the
in iron and glass was the
reindeer.
unrecognized architectural
One
style
by
of
one, the
Victorian
reindeer
England.
took over. And it was Lassie's turn to romp Lennon Jones.
The supporters of classic and
George
Gothic styles
Lennon.
alike
And it
failed to
was
understand
Lennon.
that theirs was not the architecture of the
Lennon.
future.
Both.
Top stunner.
I bet Lassie called Ryan.
What?
The first call gets lost. The first call strength is my last chance, said Lassie. He was only 18 years
The fatal
old.
separation between the architects
This is
and the engineers
today.
resulted in buildings that were either decorative or functional, but seldom both. And the battle of the styles hasn't ended. As in Victorian times, societies still exemplify themselves and their conflicts through their buildings.
Just as now.
Buildings are the single largest product of the endeavour of man. The largest thing that man ever achieves. Because of that, they're the largest single way in which society expresses itself. And of course, its differences. The way in which we air our religious differences. We have a new cathedral in Milton Keynes, which is a classical building. We build for ourselves factories and offices which conflict as much with our homes as did classical and Gothic buildings of the past. At Canary Wharf, we see the highest tower block in Europe. For most of us, the tower block wasn't there. We wouldn't know Canary Wharf was there. The tower's been used as a symbol of commercial dominance of the Island Dogs. That's why it's there. It's a very clever device used to tell us that commerce has power and that commerce has influence. And there it is, and it stands and winks at us in the night. But it's fascinating to me that the people that will occupy that tower block, the accountants, the advertising executives, will probably live in imitation Tudor houses. So there's still this wonderful dichotomy. The battle hasn't ended, because society continues its differences, and buildings will continue to reflect that difference. As we get nearer to the millennium, I believe we will build a vast variety of buildings and that this debate about how we see ourselves, how we dress our culture in our buildings, will intensify in the extreme. Do we want to go into the next millennium celebrating the past, looking forward to the future? Do we want classical buildings that reflect back to 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago? Do we want ornaments on our buildings that reflect all of that? Or do we want to say, this is what science and technology can do for us in the future? And I believe that debate will intensify enormously. What we will increasingly realise as we look towards the year 2000 is that we'll want to celebrate our achievements and push forward our ideas. So on that hogmanay at the end of the second millennium will be the future that we're all looking to. Congratulations, we've arrived at the doorstep of tomorrow.
There you are.
I can't wait for something.
Travels once again to the European Commission to talk to the man who holds the key to the future of Welsh farming, EC Commissioner Ray McSherry. He's the man charged with the responsibility of settling the common agricultural policy and therefore the future of world trade. As Commissioner, his actions directly affect the livelihood of Welsh farmers. Ray McSherry gives an exclusive interview to Farming in Wales this Sunday at 12:30, Wales on One.
The news on BBC Wales on One now is followed by the start of the first ever television biography of Britain's great war leader, Sir Winston Churchill, written and presented by his official biographer, Martin Gilbert. Inspired by the wealth of archived film, on the first programme it traces his early life up to 1940 when he became Prime Minister. This is BBC Wales on Two. Now Keanu Reeves and Alan Boyce star in our late film, an acutely observed drama of American teenage life, Permanent Record.
So she's going to bed. She's been in bed by now, Kat.
She's all right, but in a minute.
She should be in bed. She's only three, isn't she? She shouted at me when I was about 14.
What?
She shouted at me when I was a bit sleeping when I was 14.
She told me to pack it forward. She crushed it and it was all
yourself, Phil. Really? What should I like then? It's pretty bad. You're cruising back.
Off you. For that car. Did I, John?
Stay away from my face.
Did I, Rach?
How you doing?
Temper. She's shaking there with temper because I kissed her.
Blame. Put them back, didn't mine.
It's a change, ain't it?
Somebody will sound like that. Better. You will.
Alright, let's get out of here.
Ran out the gas.
I'm lost. I gotta help you with something.
It's gonna blow up now.
Did you do that on purpose?
I'm gonna try to blind myself on purpose? No, I'm not.
The rest of the team just play the intro. She'll start there.
But cheers.
Angie, I don't want you to bust the gasket. Sound alive, huh? Better. Next.
Mr. Finn. I don't want to come off like a smart aleck kid.
So don't. Just sing.
No. But, could you allow me to be honest with you?
No. Because you're going to start complaining about doing this particular show, and that's not up for discussion, Chris.
Looks good.
Thank you, Kim.
I think I speak for a lot of us when I say that I can't see the importance of like
pinafore. This is a credit course, remember? An elective,
but
a credit is not up there with genetic research, but you need this course to graduate. Now, let me continue, all right?
Yes.
Lawrence, thank the Lord.
She's got the path.
Want to see me, Mr. Bedell? Yes, David, come on in. Have a seat. What I have in my hand is going to make a lot of people very proud. The Atkinson School of Music, David. Congratulations.
Last one now, okay?
So you're saying I got in? Yes. You and only 17 others out of over 200 applicants.
Let me drink that.
How is my little girl so talented?
Believe it. Bruce talents
little
there.
Little girl. Round to get a big kid. No,
McCarthy. Aren't you happy to hear about this?
I am.
When do I have to let him know?
Thanks.
I don't know. The next few weeks is plenty of time. Why?
Prince.
Oh, no reason. Just... I can't do this right now.
Prince. Wake up.
Well, maybe...
Max.
You know, we could postpone it for like a year or something.
Hey,
this is the opportunity you've been shooting for so long. It's
really...
Hey, Dale. Why can't everybody just get off my back for 5 minutes? All I'm saying is I don't want to do this right now. You know, it's just... I need a break. Can't you understand that? I just need some time off. I've got so many things to do. My homework and the band, I've got this pinafore thing, and now this on top of it. There's just no way. I can't do it. You know, there's just too many things at once.
David?
I can't do it.
David? That consensus isn't until next year.
Don't think she cares, man.
Yeah. Right, next year. That's stupid. That's great. Sorry about that. You know, it's still out of my mind. Thank you, Mr. Burdell.
Thank me, son. You did the work.
He works at a motorcycle shop at the beach.
How do you know?
If I tell him, I'll die.
Oh, come on, tell me you won't die.
I followed him.
In your car?
I didn't follow him on foot. He was on a motorcycle. But there's something else. He's old.
I mean, like, say 23 maybe.
Is that too much?
No, no. 25 is too much.
Show me that. What was that?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, you slide up to the fourth the second time around. You got it?
No.
Just try it.
Hi.
Are you guys going to make out all day, or can we get a 5-minute lesson in here, please? Thank you.
Who brought the beer?
Nobody.
Dave, let's get into a little 3-chord progression. See, like a little...
Look, anybody can play chords. I want you to know music. That's what you pay me for.
I don't pay you.
You should. Can you transpose this on sight?
No.
Why not?
Because you're driving me too hard, man. Look, Big Dave, my mom left a long time ago. You can't take her place.
That was great.
A Monday.
Play it again.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wasn't looking at my head.
Bone, yeah.
What?
What's going on, man?
Beer!
She's home. We didn't die. I like that video. I can play all my heavy metal videos now. About you moaning and groaning and all that rubbish. Mom, I'm really, 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 really starving. What? Yeah?
On BBC Wales on One shortly, sports night includes action from the FA Cup third round replays and a preview of the start this weekend of Rugby League's 5-nation championship.
This Sunday, one man struggled to overcome a debilitating...
What's making me angry?
...alcohol.
What's it gonna be, Johnny?
Yeah.
Drinking or boxing? Stop drinking.
Not religious enough.
That's what's wrong with him.
No respect, my God. Give me a push of a bottle.
Must have been very, very close to that pavilion.
Screen 2 presents Mark Rylance in the Grass Arena, Sunday at 10:05 on BBC 2.
They don't see you sitting
there. I'm obsessed like Mallory. I can't get rid of this obsession. You told me we weren't going. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do.
BBC Wales on 2. And now, Newsnight.
What?
Thank you.
problems?
But we're going to take care of those by demonstrating what I feel in my heart and answering some of the outrageous allegations that you hear at this time of year, every 4 years.
Have you seen it?
Good evening. The long road to November's presidential election has begun. With George Bush throwing himself into the rough and tumble of the first primary in New Hampshire. And he's in trouble. A new poll shows only one in three Americans want to see him re-elected. Bush's abrasive former chief of staff, John Sununu, will give his hard-headed assessment of the president's chances. And the editor of Washington's New Republic reviews the field at the start of the race. Also tonight, just as the Tories turn their guns on the opposition's defense policy, the government's own conduct of the Gulf War comes under scathing criticism from one of its own senior officers. A political bombshell or a firecracker? We'll be debating its implications later on. And disharmony over music and art in British schools as the national curriculum been hijacked by the ideologues of the right. President Bush is looking decidedly vulnerable as he goes into the first of America's primaries. The vote in New Hampshire is next month, and he's not running that far ahead of his right-wing Republican challenger, Pat Buchanan, who has a third of Republicans in the state behind him in the latest poll there. And New Hampshire matters. For the last 40 years, no candidate from either side has been elected president without first winning his party's New Hampshire primary. But a disastrous trip to Japan and the recession at home have seen George Bush plummet in the polls. A year ago, he enjoyed unprecedented popularity. His latest opinion poll, for all voters nationally, has only 35% wanting him re-elected, with 46% preferring somebody else. Gavin Esler assesses how George Bush matches up to the other runners in the race for the White House.
Dover, New Hampshire, and one of the few bright spots in a grim winter. The local football team is having its best season for years. This conservative state's motto, Live Free or Die, revived George Bush's floundering campaign 4 years ago. But the sour economy now means the president will have to use all his electoral guile before next month's New Hampshire primary election to give the voters something to cheer. There has been scant good news, thanks to the peace dividend the local Air Force base is closing and all the surrounding businesses have been hurt by trickle-down unemployment. Only one voter in four in Republican New Hampshire said George Bush was handling the economy well.
Depression in this area. It's worse than a recession. People are losing their jobs, going to their malls.
Who's Sam Sean?
Many of the stores are boarded up.
Don't wait, Sam.
People really are scared.
And so enter candidate George Bush with his bag of tricks, the bones of his...
You know the man you ran down.
I'm going to go work tomorrow. There's a meeting now on Monday when I come home. Don't tell us. My sister's nurse.
You make that for the doctor?
Harrigan is traveling around his room, I think.
Maybe we need one of those other glasses.
Not join that.
Teddy's gonna do. Aren't you, Teddy?
What little mischief are we dreaming up now, Rosie?
Just talking about the concert.
What concert?
In sales organizing.
Yeah, we often do them for charity.
And you're trying to drum up talent amongst this lot?
You'd be surprised. We've done
a lot of work. I'm sure Mrs. Powell didn't instruct you to start rehearsing when you're supposed to be working. Now get on with what you're being paid to do.
And that's the last, isn't it? Get more money on social security.
You should know. You've done them out of every
cent they've ever had.
Here, I'll tell you what, Lizzie, put my name down for the concert.
Oh, I knew I'd make you change your mind.
Freak me that. I mean, if she thinks it, we're bound to have a good time.
I've got some whispers here, Mrs. Chester.
Still any word?
Yes, your husband will be all right. He's just keeping him in overnight long.
Currently, I have to get my own independent confirmation from Mr. King. Miss Grimsdyke is at your service. Thank you.
Novelty company, you just have to ask them.
Doing it!
I'm
I know Mr. Carl Poster, a fun, fun novelist.
Really?
I know them both, in fact, but Mr. Poster I know best. You know, it's funny, both our companies banking at the same bank, same branch.
Yes, well, but we didn't bank them.
How about?
Yeah, you did.
Bloody dogs.
Know the word.
By the way, did you hear the story about the English explorers who were attacked by African natives? this tall Englishman was struck by a spear.
Think up another.
And then another. There were so many spears sticking in him that he looked like a pincushion. And another member of the expedition looked at him and said, my goodness,
Terribly
when are you in now, John, tomorrow? Yeah. The champion with the spear, put a spear sticking in
his head. You can't
do that. Only when I laugh, old boy. Only when I laugh.
So what have you been doing?
Say dinner.
Close the stairs, says that tube was on the iron top when I went out, so didn't tell me to tidy it up. Have you made the bed?
Made mine.
You haven't done mine. Yet you've tidied it up, Polly? No. Wash the dishes? No. So what have you done?
I things up.
You sat down and done sweet nap all day.
It looks like you've got some food in
the mail. I want me to put it how it was, or what?
I know how it was.
What was there?
The little table was out, which was out because you use it as a stool. Papers were out because you read them and don't throw them away.
No, it was fine.
Tell me to carry on.
Don't carry it. Like, what's wrong for you?
Friends!
Friends!
Aye, so?
Yeah. You can't reach. Flushy ash, eh? You didn't find me.
We're not bumping here.
It's so cold. You'll have to go down the shop, John.
Is it my room ready? Back to it.
What's being done?
Oh, no, it's not bothering them.
Oh boy.
What?
They said it's condensation.
Let's go.
Hush, hush. Anybody been? Shall I be out?
Yeah, you first.
I said flash or rush.
Well, I was, I
think it would win. Cheers, Rach! Clot!
Let me see, Tuttle John. I'm sick, there's a puddle.